exciting out of it.
But at least we got to get together. Are we going to have a volunteer soloist today? You'll be thinking about it. Liz, and I'll be your orchestra. We sort of got the feeling yesterday that you might learn to learn a little yodeling. I caught that hat. But I took it for granted that's Kathy Dick's department, and you already knew how to yodel. Got a sound man today and a mic and everything, golly.
Good as me, yes.
I'm a dead guy without a mic. I can't, my voice goes out about this far. You sound like a monkey or a goat or something. Okay. We're ready.
Hello, Kest. Are we on?
Yes.
Oh, good. Welcome. We have songbooks coming. They'll be coming in any minute. So, Candy.
Now, that's what I call psychic. I think they planned it that way. I'm just saying, yeah, I hope so. I hope they get here.
Go ahead and start while I start.
Yeah, sure. I just seem to be working a setting. This ain't work. This is fun. Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're fine.
Good. Yeah. I just want the little ladies here. You the one, the number. I thought I'd do it for, forgot it. So I'm going to start out with a reel. I don't feel like picking up a thing, but as long as you say it is, it's okay.
There's no sound reinforcement. I'm getting it here. I'm just recording.
Okay. Oh. Then I don't have to feel nothing here, huh?
No, in fact, that's just
excuse us.
I
pulled it up closer myself. I'll just sing my natural voice and let you take care of it. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start out with a real sad song. It's a song about a little girl lost her boyfriend to a little girl who could yodel from Nashville. So let that be a lesson to you. I'm thinking tonight while the moon's shining bright of a boy that I adore. He won't have me, that is plain to see. It hurts me more and more to think he's in love with a yodeling gal from the hills of Tennessee. She won his heart. If I could only learn to yodel, oh, it's easy, they say, to go yodel, 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 yodel. There's a little old shack that's calling me back to the place where I belong. But I must admit that I just don't fit with the boy that done me wrong. So I'm packing my duds and I'm leaving today to the place that's calling me. She won his heart. Oh, Lordy, hey, holy lady, lady. If I could only learn to yodel. Oh, it's easy, they say, to go yodel, 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 yodel. I like to tell this. The first time I was ever on television, My two daughters skipped school to see their mother on television. You know, families, you don't get no compliments from your family. I came in and said, Mother, you look so silly. You didn't move your lips when you yodeled. And I was never aware that I didn't. But you don't have to. It's all done in your throat. And I have more fun. You know, I have to stand in line for everything now, post office, drugstore, bank. So I've had a lot of fun. Just let everybody stand around, let our little yodel. People look around, you know. I look around with them. I say, little, it breaks the monotony a little bit. Where's Liz? I guess she'll be back. She left. Now, do we have a soloist? Have you been thinking about it? I think it'd be fun. The only thing we're worried about is if we can play the guitar for you. We can give you the key. Well, be thinking about it. We got an hour to go yet. Well, let me get some of my music out here. You know, when I came to WLS, they used a prayer rammers night to kind of pep up the show. If the show slowed down, this is the barn dance I'm talking about. If the show slowed down, and get the rammers and Patsy. So we always had to have a fast number in our pocket up sleeve. So that's the reason I specialize in the fast numbers. I didn't know I could sing a ballad until years. But believe it or not, I've had a lean period. I haven't wrote songs in a long time because there's no particular field or market for my kind of numbers. But I got a new one. It's on this album, new album. It's called I've Traded My City Feller for a Cowboy Sweetheart. I've traded my city fella for a cowboy sweetheart. Wouldn't trade back again for all the world. I've traded a million Broadway lights for one big prairie moon. And I'm gonna be a cowboy girl. I'll trade a penthouse in the sky for an adobe shack. A cowboy's life is the only life, and I'm never coming back. I've traded my city fella for a cowboy sweetheart. I wouldn't trade back again for all the world. Hallelujah, old lady, old lonely. 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 Little did I know Mr. Cupid with his bow would find me at the rodeo. When I saw my cowboy's eyes, I dreamed of paradise. Then it was goodbye to all the other guys. I traded my city fella for a cowboy sweetheart. Wouldn't trade back again for all the world. I trade a million Broadway lights for one big prairie moon. And I'm gonna be a cowboy girl. I trade a penthouse in the sky for an adobe shack. Cowboy life is the only life that I'm never coming back. I traded my city fella for a cowboy sweetheart. I wouldn't trade back again for all the world. Hallelujah, old lady, oh, hey. Hallelujah, old lady, oh, little, oh, hey. Hallelujah, old lady, oh, hey. Hallelujah, old lady, oh, hey. Thank you. You know, if a lot of the older stars naturally are going to that big ranch in the sky, and people are going to forget about it if we don't sing their numbers. If we sing their songs, then they really haven't gone. And I have this song in mind. If any of you have ever out there had a dog named Old Ship, it's going to bring back a lot of memories to you. It's one of the prettiest dog songs I think ever written. Written by Red Foley. If he was around now, the kids would know him as Debbie Boone's grandfather. But he died about 10 years ago, maybe longer. But now they're already forgetting. Who wrote Old Shep? It just breaks my heart. I sing it on just about all my shows. I may sing it Friday night. I probably sang it when I was here last year. I don't know. But it's really funny in England. The English people like their dogs, you know. Well, we do too over here. But, I mean, the Englishman is dog. So over there, every night I have to sing it. And if somebody on the front row don't just bawl... I've laid an egg for the evening, so somebody better bawl on this one now. When I was a lad and Old Shep was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we strayed. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun, and we grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole when I would have drowned beyond doubt. But old Shep, he was there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. Yet the years rolled along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With trembling hands, I picked up my gun and aimed it at Shep's faithful head. But I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish that they'd shoot me instead. Well, I went to his side and I knelt on the ground, and he laid his whole head on my knee. And I stroked the best power that a man ever had. Oh, I cried so I scarcely could see. Now old Shep, he knew he was going to go, and he reached out and licked at my hand. And he looked up at me just as much as to say, I hate to, but you understand. Now old Shep, he's gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home.
Thank you. It's your time. Thank you.
What are we on? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what's our...
Well, I tell you what I've done. I did the Yodel song and I did City Feller. And you can pick something.
All righty.
She and I do so many same numbers, we have to kind of get together, you know.
I taught her everything she knows.
I still don't know nothing.
Well,
she asked for that, didn't
How
she?
About I do a little of that Real Cowboy Girl?
Okay.
All right. This is one that I learned from the Girls of the Golden West, and they were a very popular radio duo on the WLS Barn Dance Show along with Patsy during those days, the great golden era of Western music. Their names were Millie and Dolly Good, and they called them the Good Girls. Not exactly sure why. Oh, well. Dolly has gone to the great roundup in the sky, but Millie is alive and well in Cincinnati. And Patsy gave me her address several years ago, and I'd wanted to write Millie so many times and tell her how much their music meant to me. The Girls of the Golden West, have any of you ever heard them? Oh, good, good. Their records are really hard to find, but there are some cassettes on Blue Bonnet label down in Texas. They had a phenomenal, beautiful harmony that sisters can get. And so, anyway, I had Millie's address and had wanted to write her for so long and tell her how much her music meant to me. And finally, I did. And it was just actually a couple months ago, and I sent her two albums and just said, I just want you to know that I just have loved your music for all these years. And she called me the next day and left this wonderful message on my answering machine. And so I haven't actually met her in person yet, but I know I will, and we're already friends. And then 2 days later arrived, she said, I wish I had one of my albums to send you, but because I'd asked her where I could find some of her records. And she said, I don't even have any copies of my records or tapes. So she told me about Blue Bonnet Records, and so I have since ordered them. But 2 days after the phone call arrived, a sepia tone 5x7 photo, a promo photo of the Girls of the Golden West in the 1930s. It's just so campy. They're obviously in front of this painted backdrop that looks like fir trees and mountains, and they're in their little fringe skirts and puffy sleeve jackets and little vests, and they are adorable. And so anyway, they recorded a song back in the 30s called I Want to Be a Real Cowboy Girl, and when I heard this song, I just said, boy, that's it. If I'm going to have a goal, I think that's got to be it. So it's been a real good song for me. Hope you like it. I love all the roar and the rattle, the lure and the bell of a cattle, and I love to see the cowboys at the rodeo. The quirt I can hear it stinging, and I can see Larry is swinging, and my heart is always happy at the rodeo. I want to be a real cowboy girl and wear all those buckles and straps, and know how it feels to wear spurs on my heels, then strut about in my shafts. I want to tote a six-shooter too, wear a belt that is 4 inches wide, then ride like the dudes on a buckskin cayuse with the cowboy I love by my side. I dream of a song and it lingers in my heart. I can hear all those singers as they sing of love and friendship at the rodeo. Oh, how I love to ride in the open on a great big cayuse just loping. I'd be happy with my cowboy from the rodeo. I wanna be a real cowboy girl and wear all those buckles and straps, and know how it feels to wear spurs on my heels, then strut about in my shaft. I want to wear a 10-gallon hat, wear a belt that is 4 inches wide, then bulldog a steer at a fair every year, and jump on my pony and ride. Let's ride now. Adi-le-ho-di-ho-adi-o-le-ho-lo-di-di-lo-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-
Notice how much that was like Cowboy Sweetheart. My company tried to sue over it, but they didn't get anywhere with it. Did you know that?
Well,
wouldn't me.
I think it kind of fits a formula. You know, they were both polkas, which of course was very popular back in the 30s, especially in the Midwest, which is the folks around Chicago and in Minneapolis did so much, and Des Moines did so much to keep Western music alive through the 30s and 40s. That's kind of interesting, I think.
Well, just look how many songs I've written with the word cowboy sweetheart in it. I ran out. The company had, I found my cowboy sweetheart. I'm looking for my cowboy sweetheart.
Me and my cowboy
sweetheart. Me and my
sweetheart.
Cowboy sweetheart. And
cowboy's dream girl.
A million of them. I think there's quite a few people. I keep moving. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people out here today that members of WLS in the Barn Dance in Chicago, because I've been talking to several of them. We had an actor called Homer and Jethro. And they were actually great musicians, but they came out dressed like really hicks in the back of nowhere. And they were really great, really, weren't they? The mandolin player was really, he just died about a year ago, Jethro. So they would take numbers and do parodies to them, sort of like I did earlier. So Patti Page came out with a song called How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? It's a big, big seller for her. So the name of the author just slipped my mind right then. But they went to him and asked his permission to sing, to make a parody. Oh, no way. He was highly insulted. Homer Jester was very independent. So they, okay. So they waited till her song kind of died down. They came out with How Much That Hound Dog in the Winder. And I ran across in a bunch of stuff. I think you might like to hear it. But anyway, this number outsold Patti Page's real one. How Much Is That Dog in the Winder? I'll have to use the words on this because it's been so long since I sang it. I better raise the key a little, excuse me. How much is that doggy hound dog in the winder? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winder? The one with the long mangy tail. I'll give you 2 bits for that hound dog. The one with the sad aching heart. For he looks so much like my old boyfriend. I can hardly tell them apart. I must take a trip to California and leave him and that old hound dog alone. And while I am eating shrimp and oranges, they'll be home, they'll be gnawing a bone. How much is that hound dog in the winter? The one with the long mangy tail. How much is that hound dog in the winter? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. I don't want a monkey or a baboon. I don't want an old muley cow. I don't want a crappie or a catfish. A catfish could never meow. How much is that hound dog in the winter? With a basketball nose on his face. You know what a basketball nose is. It dribbles all over the place. How much is that doggy in the winter? The one with the long mangy tail. How much is that hound dog in the winter? I do hope that flea bag's for sale.
Thank you. I suppose he made more money off of that than he did the original one.
I was in Chicago a year ago, last February, and February, snow, you know, Chicago. And I was asking how Homer died about 15 years earlier, I guess. They'd been together 30 years. And he's been very ill. I must call him up and say hello. I got his telephone number. And that was Friday night. And I was going to leave on Sunday, but I was going to call him on Saturday. And he died the night before. That's how close I got. But he had cancer, and they said it's a blessing to go. He, I guess, suffered quite a bit. So Homer and Jethro brought a lot of lives, a lot of laughs into people's lives. But that one is particularly as a story. Yeah.
You
got something to say?
No.
You're just a listener, huh?
Yeah, I am.
It's your time to sing song.
All right. Well, Gene Autry was on. Was Gene on WLS with you?
Oh, yeah, Gene. Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Gene was there when I came there. I never forget, he was a big shot to me, first star I ever met, and I shook hands with him. I had to hold on to his hand. You ain't no cowboy. We've kidded him about it later. He shook hands. He learned to shake hands after that.
Well, I want to do a song for you now that Gene Autry has the copyright on it, but it's probable that he bought the song from somebody, because I play for a lot of senior citizens out in the northeastern plains of Colorado, and they said, oh, no, that song's lots older than 1930. So chances are he bought it, but he did a lot. He recorded it, and it was a very popular recording, and it's been going on for a long time, and I just did a recording of it 2 years ago on my first record. I had a hard time convincing my friends in the city that it needed to be on the record. They said, oh, that's such a sappy song. Oh, that one about that cowboy that freezes to death. I hate that song. And I said, well, it's not really for you anyway. It's for the ranch people, the people who live out in the elements and work with livestock and have to understand the bond between animals and nature. And there are lots and lots of stories of ranch people freezing to death. Taking care of their livestock. So that's what this one's about. And in the line it talks about spurs and boots hanging on the wall, or spurs and chaps. And I got to work on a ranch during calving season up outside of Jackson, Wyoming. And during the first week of April, they have 3 to 4 feet of snow on the ground during calving season. Calving season actually starts in at this particular ranch in March. And I thought we'd be riding off into the sunset on horseback, and he said, nah, bring your 5-buckle overshoes. I said, I don't have 5-buckle overshoes. He said, well, then bring your 3-buckle overshoes, but don't bring cowboy boots. So it was really a great experience. But when I walked into this rancher's home, the first thing I noticed was he had a set of chaps and a set of spurs amidst his paintings and photographs on the wall. I mean, that is something that real cowboys use as objet d'art, if you will. So it's a real authentic song, and it's been around a long, long time, and I hope you like it. It's called The Empty Cot in the Bunkhouse. He was right. I see. Let me start over. There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse. there's a fiddle whose head's bending low. His spurs and his shafts hang on the wall. Limpy's gone where the good cowboys go. There's a range for every rider, where the foreman takes care of his own. There'll be an empty saddle tonight, but he's happy up there, I know. He was riding the range last Saturday noon when a norther started to blow. His head on his chest, heading into the west, he was stopped by a cry soft and low. A crazy young calf had strayed from his mom and was lost in the snow and the storm. He lay in a heap at the end of a draw, huddled all in a bunch to keep warm. Limpy hobbled his feet and tossed him over his horse, headed again for the shack. But the wind got cold and the snow piled up, and poor Limpy strayed from his track. He arrived at 3 in the morning and put the maverick to bed. Fell into his bunk too tired to move. In the morning, poor Limpy was dead. There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight. There's a pinto whose head's bending low. His spurs and his shafts hang on the wall. Limpy's gone where the good cowboys go. That range up there above. Yes, someday you'll ride old Pinto again on that range up there above.
Thanks. Regardless who wrote it, it's a pretty song, isn't it? I tell you, that puts us kind of in the mood. Now, let's do The Place Where I Worship.
All right.
And I'll do the recitation. You hum that song in behind it. We'll just have an orchestration here, special arrangement. This song is called The Place Where I Worship. It's actually not an old song. Well, I guess what is the copyright date on it? I wouldn't call it a real old song, except I can't read. I don't know. I can't see it. See what year just for fun.
Oh, it's in Roman numerals 50.
Roman numerals, I couldn't read them. 1950, that isn't too old for music. But Lorne Graham, how old are you, about 30? He don't look like he's dry behind the ears yet, does he?
You want me to hum?
Yeah, kind of. I'll sing this, and when I say this, you kind of hum in the background. Get
hum,
your guitar.
Hum, Place Where I Worship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, you can do the empty cup.
Oh, okay.
Or you can make it either one. Which one you know?
The tune to Place Where I Worship.
Yeah, we'll do it. Do the tune.
Okay. The tune, okay.
That rehearsal's over.
I didn't take long.
Remember when Ponderosa, you know, was a very popular television show? Well, Lorne Green had the deep voice, and he recorded this song, and it really made it real. I'm not sure that Tex Ritter did, but he could have. Now, all I got to do is find my key. I got E written on my key. Open the door now. Excuses. Yeah, that's right. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hands of the Lord, where the far trees of the forest are like pipes of an organ, and the breeze plays an amen chord. Oh, the stars are the candles, and they light up the mountains. Mountains are altars of God. The place where I worship is the wide open spaces, formed in the peaceful sod. There's a carpet of green and a sky blue roof above. I'm welcome there alone, or with the one I love in your heart. Take a good look. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find your reward. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hands of the Lord.
You're supposed to be playing your guitar, but you ain't got it on you. Somebody has to play guitar. You can.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You ain't supposed to stop in the middle of a song. Okay. Built by the hands of the Lord. Your time now. I keep thinking
what
I'm working
key are you in?
Just hum. Either tune you want to.
Okay.
I'm sorry about this. The place, you do something. The place where I worship is wide open spaces. Yes. It's built by the hand of God, the Lord, and He was given it to you and me for all the world to see. There are no doors, no bars, and all men are free. There in the air, like a joyous prayer, you can hear Him say, "This is your country, this is your home. Keep its splendor and guard its glory." It's a song of freedom that's coming from the valley to the hilltops. It never, never stops. And all the birds on the wing are like a choir. You can hear them sing. You're free to worship here. All creeds, all races are one before God. As you rest beside a silver stream, there pours into your soul a feeling of peace and quiet. And you give thanks to Him for making the eyes of your heart see the heritage He has given to you and me. Oh, the place where I worship is the land built by God. We'll do that better next time.
There goes my arrangement on the floor down here.
Okay, you can.
It's not the first time. I remember my first outdoor gig. I was so excited, playing at a big downtown thing in Denver, and I brought all my repertoire on a music stand. Big mistake. Huge gust of wind came in, knocked over the tent, and all my music went flying down 16th Street. It looked like confetti, only a lot bigger.
Well, I've got to bring my music stand.
You're Patsy Montana. You can do anything you want. How about a good old sing-along? How about that old cow hand?
That's a good one. I got
all
to
right. We're going to have a songbook for you. We just have to get it collated. We can do that at the end of the class. What? Oh, it's the collating genius. This lady has a PhD in collating, which is really what it requires. It's just not easy. Yeah, I think you can all, most of you probably know parts of Old Cowhand, and you can certainly do the yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yeah. And maybe we can even get a little harmony going and a little McGuire Sisters sort of sound. Lots of different people have recorded this. I heard Patsy's version, which is real cute. Texas Playboys used to do it as a way of, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, as a way of introducing the band. They'd say, he's a fiddler in a cowboy band, and then they'd do a chorus of that. Bing Crosby had the first, the first big hit with that song. I tend to think of Bing Crosby as a Western singer, but when you start...
He did a lot of Western.
He sure did. When you start listing all the ones that he had, hey, he ought to qualify in my book.
Remember the song Deep in the Heart of Texas?
I sure do.
I was the first country artist on it, and he was the first pop. He outsold me a little bit. Yeah, you remember Deep in the Heart of Texas?
Oh, yeah, you do it. Patsy does a great version
of
that.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay, great. So,
you know, I forgot. I'm learning that I have to use glasses to read, and I forgot them today, so I'm learning. So I can't more see that than nothing. You can hold it about a mile out. But I know two verses by heart, I think.
Okay.
What key do you do it in D or C to make it have?
I do it in A, but it oh. Why don't you just play it, and I won't play it.
Okay, A's okay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and my legs ain't bold, and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. Sure ain't fixin' to start it now.
Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
Hey, yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
From the Rio Grande.
And I learned to ride.
She learned to ride.
Before I learned to stand. I'm a cow gal who's really up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State. I ride them all in my Ford V8. Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
Hey,
yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand.
She's an old cowhand.
From the Rio Grande. And I learned to ride.
She learned to ride.
Before I learned to stand. I'm a cow gal who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. I sure ain't a fixin' to start it now.
Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
Hey, yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, where the West is wild around the borderland, where the buffalo roam around the zoo, an Indian will weave you a blanket or two. That old bar X is a barbecue. Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
Hey.
Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay. Well,
got one more?
No, I got one more.
No, two.
I'm an old cowhand.
She's an old cowhand.
From the Rio Grande.
From the Rio Grande.
And I come to West Virginia.
Did you come to West Virginia?
Just to hear the band.
Just to hear the band.
I know all the songs Patsy Montana knows. Throughout the rodeo, I learned them all on my stereo. Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-yi-oh-ki-yay.
That's a good one. That's what you would call a Hollywood Western, I think.
I would say so. A request.
Oh.
$20 bill.
Half of it's mine.
Oh. Paperwork. More paperwork. Sure does get... Thank you, Becky.
Okay. Glad it's for her, not me.
Huh? Yeah, really. Thank you. I'll file this away.
After I do this song, we're going to do one where y'all can help, because I think y'all been sitting out there all day and haven't done a thing yet. We haven't had a soloist volunteer yet.
Is anybody ready? Great.
Okay. You think about it through this.
This is the one that I asked you about yesterday. Mariah, do you know the chords for
that?
The chords are in there. Yeah, it's easy. It is. It's easy to see.
Do you have the chords there?
Let me just take a look. This is another class.
I know the chords. If you do it in C. If you do it in C, I know the chords. Well,
you want them to sing along?
Yeah, in the parts if you can.
Oops.
Sure. Sit me in the horse.
You put me someplace.
Where would you like to go?
She can use this mic.
We got to teach them stage presence. Honey, always face your audience first.
Don't tune my guitar with my back to him, right?
I'll do fine.
And I sort of here I use west. Wait, west?
Okay. Yeah. You sing it.
Way out west, they've got a name.
Let me give you a starting note.
Is that the right? That's
way out west, they've got a name. Rain and wind and fire.
More minutes.
I think while y'all are warmed up, you'd like to do another one. All you have to remember in this is y'all come. Remember that old hillbilly number? I guess you go. I keep wanting to work to the mic. When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely.
What's that, Pat?
They all come to see you, and they always leave you saying, y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come to see us now and then. Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come to see us when you can. The kinfolks are a-coming. They're coming by the dozen. They're eating everything from soup to hay. Then they start to leave in, and poor old granny's grieving. But you can always hear them say, y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come now.
Y'all come now.
Y'all come to see us now and then. Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come.
Y'all come to see us when you can. Grand grandmas are wishing they'd come out to the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. But they all start to leave in, and old granny's grieving, but you can always hear her say, y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come to see us now and then. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come to see us when you can. We ought to make them sing another. They're pretty good.
They are good.
How about singing a Western stuff, Red River Valley? You know that two verses? That's a pretty one. Well, was you waiting for? Was you going to sing a solo on that? Come on,
yeah.
We'll help you.
All right.
Well, we're getting a lot of volunteers.
Key do that in.
I'll stay home tomorrow. I won't need me. Good.
You do
what key you do it in there?
I don't know.
Remember what someone said yesterday? Always learn your keys.
Right.
And remember them, even though you can't play.
Teach me.
It's nice to come and say, I want to do Red River Valley in the key of so and so. It helps.
From this valley, they say, you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that brightens our pathway a while. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember that Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true. Don't you think of the valley that you're leaving? Oh, how lonely, how sad it will be. Oh, think of the sad heart you're breaking and the grief that you're causing to me. From sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember that Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true.
Is there another verse?
As you go to your home by the ocean, may you never forget those sweet hours that we spent in the Red River Valley and the love we exchanged mid the flowers.
Great.
So come sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember that Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so.
Great, Susan. Good job.
I found some great lyrics for that in a book in the library. The first verse, from this valley, they say you are leaving. We will miss your bright face and sweet smile. They say you are weary and tired, and you're changing your range for a while.
Oh, that's a great one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, those old traditional, each guy put in his own. Interpret, even I do. You change a song every once in a while.
Yeah, and sometimes things
you
get
lose the original
just because somebody didn't understand the word.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Bob Wills a while ago. His San Antonio Rose is my all-time favorite.
Tell her to come over tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing at 1 o'clock, but Patsy will be joining us as making a special guest appearance in Swing Week as the queen of
Western Swing.
As the queen of Western Swing, she will be in the choir room at 1 o'clock tomorrow. If you can possibly make it, anybody who's not already obligated.
Can you make it tomorrow?
Yes.
Can you
we'd
can
love
make
to
it
have
tomorrow?
You. And she'll be backed up by the hot swing musicians that we've got on the staff. So it and we've got a microphone for you.
If you can't make it tomorrow, I'll sing it for you Friday, here, if you remind me.
I'm sorry. The choir room is just inside the, is it called the student, what's the center called? Campus Center. You go in those main doors, turn left, and it's a big glass glass room kind of off to the left. It does say choir room, and it's got kind of bleachers and a lot of folding chairs. It's the biggest room, and it's all glass around it. And that starts at 1 o'clock, and it's pretty full. Yes, but we'd love to have you. Cool water? Sure.
Today or tomorrow when she
do you want to do that today? We've got it in the songbook, so if you'd rather do it tomorrow when you have the songbooks, we can do that. And then you can all sing along. What? Some Jimmy Rogers, Patsy.
Sing Jimmy Rogers? Okay.
He's
my angel.
Tomorrow we can teach you all Tea for Texas, which has a yodel in it. And that's in your songbook, so we'll put that one down for tomorrow.
This particular number has a special meaning for me, although it's a Jimmy Rogers song. Years ago, years and years and years ago when I was 14, I had my first paying job, so I felt like then I was professional. They was opening up a big fancy bridge or something, and they hired me to sing. And I couldn't play the guitar, so I hired my brother to help me, you know, sing. So we get over there and we do this song. I'll never forget this song. And we got paid our $5. And he wanted $3 of it because he played the guitar. So that was the first of women's lib right there. I stood, I paid him $2.50, I gave him half, and that was all. And really, Tanya Tucker, which is the newer singer, did a recording on this, and it's really very nice. She also does video. I don't know why I'm plugging her, but it really is good. The video is usually don't go by
the song
at all, but this one, it's called Daddy and Home.
Oh.
One of his old early ones. Now all I got to do in the words. I'm thinking tonight of an old southern town and the best friend that I ever had. I've grown so weary of roaming around, so I'm going back home to my dad. Her hair has turned to silver. I know you're failing. Daddy dear, oh daddy, I'm longing just for you. You made my childhood happy. Still I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long for you and for home. I better stop it. Heidi. Oh, daddy, oh, lady, hey, oh, lady, oh, Heidi. Oh, daddy, oh, lady, hey, oh, Lord. It's got another verse on it. Thank you. You better put it up. You better put it up.
Well, maybe you can do one more. Do we need to quit, Margo? Are you early or are we late?
Early.
Okay.
We're just listening.
All right. Yes.
Do either of you have streets off the radar?
We did that one on Monday.
You already did it?
We did it. I'm trying to think if that's in the songbook.
Which one?
Streets of Laredo.
Yeah, I did it. I did it the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we probably
be happy to repeat it.
We probably only have time for one more, and I'd kind of like to do a sing-along, if you all want to. If you don't, we can sure get Patsy to sing Streets of Laredo again, and some of you can sing along. What do you want to do? What's your preference?
A sing-along.
Okay. How about with yodeling in it? Patsy, can you still do that? Do you want to try that little yodel that's at the end of Deep in the Heart of Texas?
Oh, that's, I recorded by which one?
Yeah, that's. How about City Fella?
I just did that.
Oh.
Before you got here.
I was collating. I get it.
We can do the yodel that Kathy and I did yesterday. Yeah, 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 yo.
Okay. On Deep in the Heart of Texas?
No, I won't go with that. I didn't know you were going to sing. I thought you were just going to yodel. Oh, let's do Deep in the Heart of Texas without a yodel.
Can I make a little announcement about this?
Yeah.
Most people have only heard like two verses of this, and when I heard one of Patsy's old records, it had these other cute verses about a cowgirl who's out there riding and roping and being at the rodeo and helping out on the ranch. And it turns out that those verses were written for Patsy by someone else during the 30s.
And I forgot them.
I think it's kind of neat that now in the 1987, Patsy was inducted into the Cowgirl Hall of Fame. And we had an awful great time. I went down there to see her get her award and just be a part of all the excitement. Oh, I'm sorry. It's in Hereford, Texas.
It's a beautiful place.
Beautiful downtown Hereford. Here's how you get there. You go to Amarillo, and then you turn west, and you go about 30 miles till you smell it. And then you hang a left until you step in it, and you're right in the middle of Hereford. It's a great town. They've got stockyards right on Main Street. And the Hall of Fame is just like about a half a mile out of town, and it's a wonderful place. Someone donated a home. So you just kind of wander through this house, and they have shaps on the wall that belong to rodeo cowgirls that I've read about. They have Louise Massey's costumes, and they have a huge showcase dedicated to Patsy Montana, the Queen of the West. Wonderful red, white, and blue spangly things that she wore in the 30s and records. And it's really worth visiting. And also the people who run it at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, their hearts are as big as the state of Texas. They will make you feel so welcome. So I if you ever get anywhere near Amarillo, go out of your way. It's really worth it.
This is a climax I bet you forgot about. I was riding with Liz the next day. To Cody, she remembers. To Cody, Wyoming, I think it was. Anyway, stopped out in the middle of somewhere. I still had my ribbon, you know, red, white, blue ribbon with a thing on it on around
my
neck.
The big medallion, gold medallion.
And we stopped in a restaurant, and I forgot about having it on. And I was checking out, and the lady said, "Oh, you've been to the Olympics?" I said, "Huh?" You know, I didn't know what she's talking about. She said, "You've been to the Olympics?" She broke up and said, "Yeah, she got that pole vaulting." I don't think the gal believed her at all.
It was pretty funny.
They like to kick us out.
So I'm sure you all probably have heard this plenty of times. When we say the stars at night are big and bright, you all go 1, 2, 3, 4, deep in the heart of Texas. And Patsy, why don't you just sing till you forget the words, and I'll pick some up
I'll make
there.
Up some for
all
you.
All right.
The stars at night are big and bright,
deep in the heart of Texas.
The prairie blue, like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the gals can do what cowboys do.
Oh. Deep in the heart of Texas,
you can they shoot, you can ditch your boots. Right in the middle of Texas,
oh, the coyotes wail all along the trail. Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbits rush all around the brush. Deep in the heart of Texas, those cowboys woo with a yodel of hoo. Deep in the heart of Texas, the dogies bawl and they bawl and bawl. Deep in the heart of Texas.
You got something?
Grab your partner, do-si-do, chicken in the red pan, digging out dough, deep in the heart of Texas. That's all I remember that one. That was part of the arrangement, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I made up some, I think, too.
Well, we could end with Back in the Saddle Again, which we did the other day. And
yeah, sing that with us.
Will you do that little yodel at the end? That was so cute that you did, if you're not...
I forgot which one I did, but I'll think of something.
All right. What key are you in?
G? I forgot. What are we doing?
Back in the Saddle Again, you sing
me. G.
Okay.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. I'm back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep right every night and the only law is right. I'm back in the saddle again, hooky tie, I, oh, right. rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Oopie tie, I'm on my way, back in the saddle again.
Well, I think that probably concludes today's broadcast. Tune your dial right to here at 2:15, and we have Rusty and Jose coming up. Are you doing another class here? Great. Great.
Rusty, what's happened?
Oh, we've my repertoire.
Are we off? Thanks, everybody.